You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I want to start this morning with a story you've been hearing in our news. Duke Harris, the Garda Commissioner, has confirmed a new Chief Superintendent will be appointed to the Clare Garda Division very shortly indeed. The position's been vacant since the start of the year following the retirement of John Kerran. Now, Duke Harris made very interesting comments in respect of policing locally. In another sense, we'll get onto those in a second, but first, Senator Martin Conway, with whom he is speaking, joins me on the line. Senator Conway, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dennis.
And thank you very much for joining us. It is important in the eyes of many here that there be a top figure, a chief superintendent in Clare. I know you spoke with Duke Harris after yesterday's hearing. Do we know how far away the appointment of that individual may be?
I raised that issue with the Commissioner at the Justice Committee yesterday. He was in for a 3.5-hour session on all matters affecting the Gardaí in Ireland, and to give us an update on basically how he's settling into the job since he became Commissioner over 6 months ago. And during the course of that deliberations, I put it to him that there wasn't a Garda superintendent in Clare, that John Kearns had retired after doing a super job at Christmas, and that there was now, if you like, a kind of a vacuum. And when could he give us an indication that this vacuum was going to be filled? And he said that he was hoping within the next couple of weeks to be in a position to make an announcement of the appointment of a new
most welcome
in your
eyes.
County Clare. Absolutely, most welcome, because what it does is it just, you know, I suppose, fills the shoes of John Kerran, and it essentially gives leadership to the Gardaí in Clare, and, you know, it just creates a continuity, which I think is very important.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to in particular focus on the other matter that you raised at Duke Harris yesterday. And what I'm going to do, before we get in your thoughts, I'm going to play an excerpt from your conversation to our listeners. Stay with us, Senator Conway. We'll hear from Martin Conway first of all, and then Duke Harris. A question on the future of the Clare Garda Division and, well, whether it has a future.
An issue that has come up in terms of Clare being, I suppose, joined up with the Galway division for one district. Now, people in Clare wouldn't like to see that happen. We believe that the Clare, obviously, division should stay as it is.
In respect of what the divisional structure is going forward, no, I can't give assurances really at all, because we are working through a process, as required by the Commission of Future Policing, to work towards a new operating model, which is in effect a new divisional model. What our intention is that the divisional model, headed by a chief superintendent, will become the principal unit of providing policing in Ireland, that a divisional commander should have sufficient resources that by and large they are able to deal with the majority of what happens in their division. But also then to make sure that we have sufficient numbers, including supervision, SARS and inspectors, to make sure that the local service is properly delivered, properly supervised and properly supported. So we haven't come to the end of our considerations around that. We are to produce a new plan this year in 2019 towards implementation towards the tail end of this year and into 2020. But as I sit here now, I can't give assurances in respect of what the divisional structure will look like going forward.
Garda Commissioner Duke Harris speaking yesterday at an Oireachtas committee hearing following a question by Senator Martin Conway. Senator Conway, you asked if the Clare and Galway Garda divisions are to be combined. And while Duke Harris didn't say yes, he certainly hasn't ruled it out.
Absolutely, he certainly has not. This issue was raised at the JPC meeting in Clare, and obviously it's been speculated upon for some so I just decided to take the opportunity yesterday at the Justice Committee to put it to the Garda Committee.
And do you read, sorry, now the line is breaking up, so I hope you can, if there's anything you can do, Senator Conway, to clear that, I'd appreciate it, but do you read Duke Harris's answer there as effectively being a signal that change is coming and that policing in Clare may soon be directed from Galway?
Yes, I am directed from Galway. Division doesn't.
Senator Conway, the line is breaking up, so what I'm going to ask is just that James give you a call back there. We'll try and just get you on a clearer line, because it is an important matter in respect of this one, and we'd love the thoughts of our listeners at home on it as well. We hear so often from various communities the importance of Gardaí on the ground, Gardaí on the beat, Gardaí in your village, in your town, in your community, and I'm not suggesting that this change would affect that in any way, but it would look to many to be a situation unfolding here whereby the operation and the top management of the Garda Síochána in terms of how it is run in Clare, that it would be directed from Galway and from the new divisional headquarters that opened up very close to GMIT. So do let us know your thoughts on that at home. It's 086 1800 964 as we say to get in touch, and 1850 400 964 if you want to give us a call. We're still waiting to see if we can get Senator Conway back on a somewhat clearer line. I think we'll have him now very shortly indeed, and fingers crossed the technological gremlins will be it won't be working against us this time. Senator Conway, just to ask you again there, you were telling us you believed, or you took Drew Harris's answer to in effect be a signal that change is coming.
I certainly did, Gavin, and apologies about the technical issues there. Yeah, I certainly did take it that there is going to be change. That change is going to happen within the next couple of years. And, you know, the one thing about Drew Harris that I do like is his frankness and his directness. And he did answer the question honestly. You know, so he has given confirmation that this amalgamation of the Galway and Clare Garda units is something that is being seriously considered. So in light of that, I think that there is an onus and responsibility on Garda management to enter, I suppose, a period of consultation with the various stakeholders in Clare. I think certainly the JPC in Clare needs to have an active role in terms of that. And in as regards the JPC in Clare, I asked Drew Harris privately afterwards, would he be willing to attend the meeting of the JPC in Clare at some stage in 2019 if an invitation was to issue from the committee? And he did give confirmation that that's something that he would absolutely be prepared to do.
Okay.
And that's so, following on from Charlie Flanagan agreeing to do so as well.
Well, we'll wait for them to arrive before we maybe blow the trumpets on that one. But I mean, if the Clare and Galway divisions are to be amalgamated, anybody who's driven from Clare to Galway City recently will have seen that absolutely massive new divisional HQ that has been established there. And I'm not criticising that building, but I only bring it up to make the point that there's no doubt as to who the big brother here would be. The policing in Clare would be directed from outside of the county.
And that is the concern, to be quite frank about it. And I do have serious concerns about that. So, I mean, if this amalgamation and consolidation has taken place, Gavin, I do believe that, you know, the Gardaí have a significant responsibility to reassure the people of Clare in terms of the structures and, I suppose, to give the assurances that, you know, policing in Clare is not going to be in any way downgraded as a result of it. If it results in an improvement in terms of police presence in Clare, and if it means more Gardaí on the ground because the administration of the district is being channeled through Galway, well, you know, that's a possibly something that could easily be looked into.
I'm not sure it would fly in the eyes of many people listening to this programme, however. We know how concerned a lot of people have been about the changes locally in many areas of Clare, where we've already seen Garda stations close and opening hours curtailed in some stations that were formerly 24-hour.
Yeah, and that's why I have serious concerns as well, and I would share the concerns to people at Clare. And that's why, again, I took the opportunity to put this into the, to get some, I suppose, clarification from the Commissioner that this was the train of thought. So at least, you know, the people of Clare have an opportunity, I suppose, to respond accordingly. But we, I suppose it is important to note as well, Gavin, that there's nothing confirmed, but that this is the it seems to be the train of thought. And the commission was honest enough to say that they were reviewing the procedures and the administration and the districts. So, look, I will be absolutely making my concerns known at the very heart of government regarding this. I'm sure other colleagues in the county will be doing so as well. Because certainly the last thing we want to see is any diminution of Garda Síochána and Clare, or any perceived diminution, or any, I suppose, perceived erosion in public confidence in the operations of Garda Síochána.
I think that point with regards to perception is very important, because we know that often it is the fear of crime that can cause damage in its own way, even if there's no crime in an area itself. If people have less trust, or less faith in the police service, then the questions will be asked. And just to point out as well to our listeners, Councillor James Breen was in touch with us before we came on air. He wants the Oireachtas members to do what you've just said there, Senator Conway, to make this a live issue and to try and to fight it in his eyes. A couple of other points that I wanted to raise with you. We heard you in our news this morning raising a story in regards to a school in West Clare that we won't identify, where issues at broadband have caused, you said, issues for a child who's visually impaired in terms of using specialised equipment that requires at least at times access to broadband. Now, that has been largely resolved. The Education Minister told you the school in question, while it's not able to get a fixed line broadband service, has been given the go-ahead to get a wireless service as kind of a special dispensation, and that is most welcome. But it does lead me to ask why all schools that can't get proper broadband can't get the same dispensation. Why should some students lose out because of where they live?
I agree with you entirely, Gavin. I think it's totally unacceptable in this day and age that any primary school in the country should be deprived of high-speed broadband. If there isn't a fixed-line connection there is plenty of technological options available to schools and the Department of Education to address that. And, you know, I suppose the particular situation that was brought to my attention was ongoing for a number of months since last September. And out of absolute frustration, I tabled it as a commencement matter in Shannadairn, and I think that that certainly crystallised the issue being resolved.
It shouldn't
have to go to that, and it shouldn't take 6 months in order to deal with a situation like that. So I suppose what I called on in terms of the Minister is to give an assurance that whatever technical issues exist in parts of County Clare and in other counties, and I know that some small rural schools in County Clare are having major problems with broadband. I think that that needs to be resolved as a matter of urgency. Now, I have been advised by the Minister and the Department that a company has been given a contract to put in alternative mechanisms to a fixed line to deal with the broadband issues in a number of rural schools, not just in County Clare, but in other counties as well. I think that this needs to be resolved as a matter of urgency.
Should have been done years ago.
Oh, sure, look, of course it should. And, really and truly, every school should be part of the National Broadband Plan. But until such time as that happens, modular and remote, mechanisms have to be used to compensate and to at least give the children and the teachers access to broadband for teaching.
So are we going to see this happen then?
I think so. John McHugh is particularly committed to it since he became minister last November. He has been to the forefront in resolving a number of outstanding problems, including this one. And the fact that he's a rural TD himself from Donegal, he understands exactly what the challenges are in terms of broadband issues in small schools and how important small schools are and how they should have the same access to technological solutions that every other school has.
I know, finally and briefly, you were keen to pay tribute as well to Richard Nagle, his retirement announced since we last spoke on this programme.
Absolutely. It's my first time on Clare FM since Richard made his announcement. Richard was a great colleague, somebody that I learned an awful lot from when I went into politics first back in 2004. We worked very, very well together for the county. He was a formidable competitor, but when it came to issues affecting the community of Innisfail, the Hinch and the surrounding areas, he absolutely worked with me to deliver and defend. His Clare County Council are going to lose, in my view, one of the most capable politicians they've had, certainly in my generation. I'd like to wish Richard well. And one thing about Richard is he always defended the most vulnerable in society. And he was never populist in terms of taking any kind of political cheap shots at vulnerable people. And, you know, that's the type of leadership that Richard has shown in the last 22 years in politics. And it's a pity he's standing down. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish him all the very, very best in the coming years.
We will look to speak to him on the programme at some point before he officially sails off into the sunset. But for now, Senator Conway, thank you very much for joining us this morning. All the very best.
Thanks, Gavin.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.